face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
In the last year, we've had a ton of guests on Fight Network Radio. Some have been great.
Bernard Hopkins takes fighters' soul, and he ends their career. You know how many dreams I messed up by not becoming a world champion?
It's business. And at the same time, you know, it seems like Dana is really out for himself and the company. He don't give a shit about the fighters.
In order for ECW to work, it had to be different. It was always anti-WWE, and maybe that's why he brought it back to destroy it, thinking he could make his own brand. He told me in exact words that he never intended it to be like the old ECW, and man, once he stepped and squashed on my heart, I just really didn't want to be there anymore, because that was really all that was keeping me going.
Some have been excited.
Listen, first of all, I'll tell you something, Marlo. I'm a big fan of yours, brother. I listen to Fight Network Radio. Serious, man. I mean, talking about satellite. That's channel 186. Every chance I get, the hottest station in the nation.
And then there's a special category of guys that are out of their goddamn minds. You see, these ones are special because there had only been two, Teddy Hart and Kevin Kelly. You see, these two men had perfected the art of interviewing themselves.
I was the De La Hoya of the featherweight division at that moment, which means that I made some money, but I needed somebody else to fight to make a lot of money. I figured out that I have to go get this guy who's making all the money to bring him to the United States so I could fight him in the neck of him. And that's where I got it. I heard he wanted to come to the States. I went back to England. I challenged him again. He came here to the States, and we fought.
You know, usually I screw up big. It's something I can really put my finger on, and if I, in retrospect, look back at it, and I can kick myself in the ass. But this one, it's so vague, being released for the reasons that I was released for. I'm still trying to get to the bottom of it. I have sort of one get-out-of-jail-free card, hopefully, with Brett's going to try to, I believe, call the WWE and find out what really happened with the situation, if there's anything else that's not being mentioned to me.
And last Friday, we added another interviewee to that select list, Brian Danovich.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And Moro was absolutely thrilled with this interview.
We survived the Brian Danovich interview. I don't know where the hell you found him, Pollock, but wow.
Oh, the name...
What the fuck was that?
But the best part of having Brian Danovich on the show wasn't the interview he did, but the voicemail I received later that evening.
First saved message.
Oh, my God, that was a fucking train wreck. Listen, man, it's been a little while since I've done anything like that, so I want to apologize to you, apologize to the host as well. Please do not send that tape out to me. I don't want to hear it. If you could possibly go back and burn it. Actually, play this message on the radio. If you could go back and burn that interview and take that tape and set it on fire, I would greatly appreciate it. This is Brian Danovich calling. You know what, man? When you've been out of the game for a little while and you've been in a dark room with no sunlight for a couple years, it tends to do a little damage to you. And unfortunately, that's all I got to say. So I apologize to you. I apologize to the host. And who knows? Maybe Howard Stern will like me a little bit better because I'll have a little more personality in the upcoming months. Thank you.
To erase this message, press 7.
I don't want to be responsible for the death of Brian Danovich on the air, although maybe it would be good for ratings.